Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yes.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
To worry.
Oh, yes, yes, we're back on the E-Man After Show. Good evening, everybody. Welcome back to the E-Man After Show. Happy New Year's, everybody. Man, we are so excited and delighted you guys are coming in on the phone lines, coming in on the network on tonight. We're back in the building. Hello, man.
Hello. Happy New Year to everyone.
Happy New Year's. It's 2024. We made it.
It is 2024. Yeah.
Huh? Say what?
You heard me. It is 2024. Amen.
Yes, it's 2024. We're so excited and delighted that you guys are coming in on Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Network. You're coming in on We Talk Radio Network. We're back, man. We've been gone for a long time, man.
It's been a while.
Where's everybody at? Hey, the E-Man After Show still here?
I'm sure they will be logging on shortly.
Yeah, we want to appreciate all you guys that's coming in on the phone lines on tonight, that's coming in on the network on tonight. We're back in the building. Listen, you can follow us over here on We Talk Radio Network every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time for the E-Man After Show. We are on all social media. Listen, guys, you can follow us. You can go to www.wetalkradio.com. Why? Because we're on all social media. Listen, we're on so many different other platforms. You can log on all these platforms and listen to We Talk Radio Network and the E-Man After Show. Man, help me out with some of them platforms over there.
All right. So just to name a few, we are on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast FM, Pocket Cast, Castro, CastBox, Buzzsprout, Podbean, iHeartRadio, YouTube, TuneIn Alexa, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, Amazon Music, Player FM, Listen Notes, Podcast Addict, and Deezer.
And Deezer. Well, we want to appreciate all you guys. Listen, I love listening on Spotify. You know, you go on Spotify and listen to all the great shows over here on We Talk Radio Network. Shout out to all the personalities. Happy New Year's to everybody.
Yes, Happy New Year to everyone.
Yeah, Miss Emily Blue and Deanne Lack over there. Brand new day. They just went off just a minute ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they was on. They come on at 7 to 8 o'clock. Shout out to Brand New Day. Hello, Miss Emily Blue and Miss Deanne Lack. I want to appreciate you guys. Shout out to Miss Destiny Brown. You know, Friday Night Hypes. You have a show called Friday Night Hypes over here on We Talk Radio Network.
Mm-hmm.
And to all the rest of you guys, Pastor Jeremy Glenn, to all of you guys that make up this We Talk family over here, shout out to Miss Kia D.
Shout out to Miss Kia Davis.
Hello, Miss Kia D. How you doing out there? Hope you're somewhere surfing and listening to the network. The time ticker is going off. We want to appreciate all of you guys that's joining us by way of the network. We are all around the globe. Also, man, we have a YouTube channel. If you guys want to follow us on our YouTube channel, you can go to, it's just one word, that's We Talk Radio Network, right? If you can like, you can like, you can make a comment, you can share, but man, if they need to subscribe, how do they do that?
Okay, guys, so if you would like to subscribe, just hit the subscribe button. Also, do not forget to hit the notification bell so you can be notified when the We Talk Radio family upload new content.
Yeah, you guys can do that. Hello, Southern Soul. To all of you that's over there on Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Radio.com, we want to appreciate you guys are listening on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I think he said there's another 160 countries that we're being heard right now.
All right, now.
Including France, right? Is that what he said?
That's what he said.
Yeah, we want to appreciate all you guys that's listening to us around the globe on the networks on tonight. Welcome back to another Sunday night. We're broadcasting in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Yeah, man, it's a little chilly outside, huh, man?
It's nice and chilly.
Yeah, so how about your day? Hopefully you guys have had a blessed day out there on today. You know, it's daytime somewhere, it's nighttime somewhere, it's evening time somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I know this is a late show.
Mm-hmm.
The E-Man After Show is a late show. You know, so to all of you that, you know, go to bed early, you know, you got to hang out with us for just a little while. People start getting sleepy around this time of night, huh, man?
True.
I guess we the only night owls, huh?
True.
Well, shout out to the high rise downtown Dallas. They're listening to the E-Man After Show. We listen, guys. We have people downtown. They log into We Talk Radio Network around about this time. The time ticket is still ticking. We want to appreciate all of you guys that's coming in. I don't know what people are on tonight, Mandy. I think the Cowboys won. They've been watching the Cowboys today.
Oh, so there was a game today.
Yeah, there was plenty of games today. Matter of fact, yeah, it's still football season. Let's do it like this here, man. I guess I'd do it like this. To all of you Cowboy fans out there, let's do it like this here. Oh, yeah. Turn the music down so y'all can hear me. Green Bay, they roll over the Chicago Bears 17-9. The Jets beat the Patriots 17-3 on today. And guess what? New Orleans Saints, boy, they upset the Falcons 48-17. And, man, the Detroit Lions, they beat the Vikings 30-20.
Mm-hmm.
The L.A. Rams, man, they lost to the 49ers lost to the L.A. Rams 21-20. The Eagles lost today. Man, I can't believe that. The Giants upset the Eagles today 27-10. And how about those Cowboys? You don't know nothing about the Cowboys, huh, man? How about those Cowboys? They beat today.
Okay.
The Cowboys beat today. They beat the Washington Commanders today, 38-10. NFC champions. Oh, man, we the number one seed. We 12-0. How about those Dallas Cowboys?
12-0.
Yeah, we 12-0, man.
Okay.
You don't know nothing about it. So to all of you that Pittsburgh Steelers, they lost. Hello, Mr. Fred Bell. To all of you that's sitting around watching the, I don't know if any games on right now, but all of you that's sitting around, our Dallas Cowboys, they beat on today. 38-10. They beat the Washington Commanders. Can you believe that, man?
Mm-hmm.
You don't even know nothing. You don't even know nothing about football.
I can.
But I tell you what, we're on our way to the Super Bowl, huh?
We are on our way to the Super Bowl.
I think we're going to make it.
Oh, we are.
We're going to make it.
I'm confident.
You going to the Super Bowl?
Maybe.
in the living room?
Maybe.
We're going like we're at the Super Bowl. Well, to all of you that Cowboy haters out there that don't like the Cowboys, guess what? In the words of Jimmy Johnson, how about those Cowboys? I see the time ticker going off up there. We want to appreciate all of you guys that's joining us on tonight. It is the E-Man After Show. Happy New Year's. We are back. We are back. We are back in the building. But guess what, man? This is what we talk.
We listen.
And guys, we take action. We got some in-house studio guests on tonight hanging out with us on tonight.
We do.
Yeah, they decided to stop by the E-Man After Show and hang out and just to see how this show going. See if they can pull up to the microphones and see if we can bring these guests in. We got this couple in here. We got Liddy and we got Kayla all the way from Alabama. Kayla, who's y'all team down in Alabama?
Professional team.
Y'all don't have a professional team down there. Who you root for?
I go for the Cowboys.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. She go for the Cowboys. Ladies and gentlemen, we have in-house guests on tonight. That's one of our guests that's hanging out with us on tonight, Miss Kayla. And then we got Liddy. He's in the building. What's
yeah,
up?
Yeah.
This is the athlete here. He ought to know something about that. How about them Cowboys?
Huh? I'm not a
Cowboys
fan.
You're not a Cowboy fan? What fan are you?
I don't really have a team. I just like to watch good football.
Well, them Cowboys, listen, they 12-0, Liddy.
I wouldn't root for the Cowboy fans because the Cowboy fans are kind of, I mean, the Cowboys, just because their fans are very delusional.
Oh,
really?
Oh,
yes,
wow.
Yes.
Oh,
that was
okay.
A nugget right there.
Oh, he's shooting
gems,
huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, somebody called in and told you said that.
Well, this is the beginning of 2024, but during the duration of 2023, we've been talking about the delusional Cowboy fans.
Oh, well. Oh.
Finally, somebody said it out loud in the E-Man studio.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're in the studio. We're back live on tonight on the E-Man After Show. The phone lines are beginning to light up. Yeah, we're back. We're back live. This ain't no rerun. People are calling in right now. We are live. You can call us here at 563. What is the number? I ain't been said the number in so long. 563-999-3456. Call us up over here on We Talk Radio Network. Man, we're in the studio. We got in-house guests tonight. We got Miss Kayla. We got Kayla. And we got Mr. E. He's an athlete. You know, he don't play professional football. He's hanging out with us on tonight. Mandy's in the building. What's up, man?
Hello, everyone.
Yeah, man, we're excited. It's 2024, y'all.
We are excited.
Man, we got God allowed us to make another year.
Mm-hmm.
What y'all going to do with this year that God afforded us this year? Any one of y'all?
Live. Enjoy life.
Yeah, because,
right.
You know, life be lifing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy, let me tell you. we're gonna do it up this year. You know, we ain't got no regrets. If God allowed us to come out in 2023 into 2024, you know, that means he ain't through with us yet, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, that's coming in on the phone line, that's coming in on the network, we want to appreciate all of you guys that's hanging out. It's the E-Man After Show. We're back in the building. Man, we've been gone for a minute, huh, man?
We have been, man. We've been on vacation.
Yeah, we've been on a long one, huh?
It has been a lengthy vacation, but we are back.
Yeah.
All right, so people are coming in on the phone lines right now. Shout out to you. Shout out to all of you guys that are listening on the Blog Talk Network and on the Southern Soul Network.
Yeah, we want to appreciate all of you. We got in-house studio guests tonight. We're around the domino table tonight. We're hanging out around the domino table. All of you that listen to this show, you know how we form this show. What do you mean? We mean come around the domino table. Man, just have to sit around there with her.
Right. Kayla,
she's glad to have you in the studio
tonight. I am.
Yes, sir, because we come around here and we sit up, we talk about all kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just open up and have great dialogue. And so, you know, man, just fit right in because I'm going, hey, what's going on?
Listen, we have in-house guests tonight. So this is cute, though, because we're going to keep it cute tonight, E-Man.
Yeah.
Because I love the fact that we do have in-house guests, E and Kayla, because we, a lot of times when people hear my voice, they do think I am, I don't know if they think I'm a man or if they think I'm just a heavyset woman, but so they always wonder how I look. So when they find out how I look, they always say my voice does not match the look. So we do have in-house guests tonight. We have witnesses.
Wow. Yeah, you know, because see, radio don't have a look. And so
right. They
get familiar with the voice.
Mm-hmm.
And then they see Amanda. What were you supposed to look like? you don't look not like you sound, because most people think radio got a look. It ain't got a look to it unless we streaming. Then they get to see what you are. But, Manny got some company tonight. We got in-house studio. Got little E over there. He just chilling like a bull. You know, he just going to be cool. You know.
Smooth criminal.
I know. Well, okay. Well, that's what's up. And so, man, we want to appreciate y'all hanging out with us tonight. Listen, at 9:35, we got Encouragement for the Soul by Fred Bell.
Yes.
Yeah, he comes on and he do a segment over here on the E-Man After Show. Actually, he do two times now, right, Mandy?
Yes, he does.
At 9:35 and 10:35, we run that segment. It's called Encouragement for the Soul by Fred Bell. We want to appreciate him. He's back with us in the 2024.
That's right. So, guys, if you want to be encouraged, make sure you're tuning in to the E-Man After Show. The first segment, I forget, it's been a while.
Uh-huh.
The first segment is at 9:25, and the second segment, as I reiterate, 10:25.
It's 10:35.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, your assistants have 25.
Yeah, you know, it's always typing errors. Every time I get, Jesus Christ, these people work over here, it's crazy. They type up all kind of stuff and just hand it to you. They don't proofread nothing. Just here you go, E-Man. You know, so I just go off. Now, the first segment is at 9:35.
Okay.
And the second segment at 10:35.
All right.
Yeah. So we want you guys to check out that and encourage your heart, because we feel like when you get a little wordy and you lay down, and you know, you got that word. The last, Caleb and Liddy, they always say the last thing you do and lay down on it stays in your psyche. So we just thought we'll give you something positive to lay down and go to sleep on, you know. And so we want to appreciate you guys, the time ticket, the study going off. Call us up. We're back live. Call a friend and tell them, yeah, they live. They've been gone so long, we don't know if they live or not.
Mm.
We're back on there. We've been vacationing. Guess what? What did we do? We New Year's, what do we have? Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had...
Well, we've been back since Thanksgiving.
The last time we were here, you talked, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's right. The last time Mandy, we was here, Mandy, Dr. Mandy, she talked the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I forgot all.
Right.
We've been
it's
gone.
It's been a minute.
Yeah. She, every first Sunday night, we're bringing that back just as well. We're bringing back a Bible study every first Sunday night on the E-Man After Show. This is where we have someone called... a lot of these pastors, they call in and they teach us the word of God. And we want to appreciate all the pastors that taught on last year.
Mm-hmm.
But this year it's going to be off the chain. It's going to be popping. So we want to appreciate all of you guys that's been joining that segment, and to each and every one of you that calls in each and every Sunday night.
Right.
We just want to appreciate you guys that hang out with us, that,
mm-hmm.
you know, stay up late, because it's daytime somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's nighttime somewhere. It's evening time somewhere. And so those of you that's listening around the globe, appreciate you. So call us up tonight. Tell somebody they back on the air. They ain't doing them rewind. We done did so many rewind. They, you know, a lot of time we go be gone like that. People are, I don't know if they live or not. Well, we're back. And so, Mandy,
yes.
I guess what? We're going to take a little short break. But no, let's talk about what we're talking about tonight.
All right.
I got a couple of topics I'm going to put out there on tonight. You know, to all of you guys that's listening on the network, that's calling in on the phone lines, we do got a couple of topics we want to talk about tonight. Have y'all made any New Year resolutions? Have you made any, Mandy?
I have not.
You ain't made none? Well, that's what we're talking about tonight, New Year's resolutions. When you make them, how fast do you break them?
Mm.
You know, most of the time, people make New Year's resolutions, mm-hmm. in 30 minutes, they break them. So the question is, you know, you make them, how fast do you break them? You out there that's making all these New Year's resolutions that you know you ain't going to keep. You know, stuff. How about you two guys? Y'all have made any?
No, I haven't.
You ain't made no New Year's
resolutions?
Not this year? You ain't thought of nothing, huh? How about you, Liddy?
I'm not really like a New Year's resolution person. I'm more of I'm about the action. I kind of, actions speak louder than words.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, to all of you that said you was going to lose weight, you know, you were going to push back from the table, and right. It's the 7th day in January, you already done broke that resolution.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, some people, I'm losing weight. This year, I'm going on a diet. And then, you know, you say, I'm going to exercise more. You know, to all of you been talking about, I'm going to eat healthy and I'm going to exercise more. You know, hey, you broke that already. Hey, you already, you know, been exercising. Probably ain't been to the gym yet. You know, but that's on your vision board. I'm just going to do better. I'm going to do better. I'm going to eat better. I'm going to stop eating all that fried food. You know, y'all said that. Call us up here and tell us what y'all New Year's resolution. You know, y'all made a whole lot of them. And then and to all of my church people out there, you know how church people, they make a whole lot of them. Most church people this year have said, I'm going to spend more time with God, quiet time with God.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't going to pick up a Bible, none this week. listen, I'm going to get in my word. You ain't going to be able to out scripture me because I'm going to get in that word. That's been somebody's New Year's resolution this year. I'm going to go to church more. You know, I've been Bedside Baptist for all last year. You know, I logged in. Ain't nothing wrong with none of that. But, you know, your resolution was, I'm going to do better. You know, because that's what we all say, you know, in the beginning of the year, we going to do better. You know, I'm going to pay my tithes. I'm going to quit slacking on paying my tithes. I'm going to quit slacking on giving. And as soon as they say pass the bucket, because you know at every church they take them 50 offerings a Sunday. You know, I ain't never seen so many offerings in one church service. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They got an offering when you come through the door. They got an offering while the service is going on. They got an offering after the message.
Right, them church bills gotta get paid.
They got an offering when you walk out of the door. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand this church, but rent ain't free.
For sure. So they going to take up things. So you say, listen, I'm going to give more. You know, you looked at your statement that they church sent you, and you were like, oh, man, I'm going to up my tithe. Shoot. Okay, when it comes to that renting them tithes, which one you going to pay? It's just a conversation, you know, because a lot of people have said that. You know, mm-hmm. So I have somebody said that to me.
Mm.
You know, man, I'm... You know, God's been good to me. I say, listen, don't say that if you ain't going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You just don't even say it if you ain't going to do it. Just do what you've been doing.
Mm.
And so as fast as you make them, when you make them, as fast as you make them, you break them.
Mm.
Right? And so that's what we're talking about tonight. That's one question that we're talking about. Then we got another question we're putting out there. This should be an interesting one right here. It's about people watching movies.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying, Liddy?
Yeah.
You know, you watching movies with your significant other, him or her, you know, and you laying around, you just chilling, and y'all got a good movie on, man. I tell you, it's Harlem Nights. You know, y'all sitting back and just chilling, and all of a sudden you look over there and see your mate sleep.
Mm.
Do you pause the movie or do you continue to watch the movie? Which one is it?
I continue to watch the movie.
You continue to watch the movie? What you do, man? I already know.
Well, I continue to watch. I guess the question would be, why would I pause the movie if you're asleep?
Well,
exactly.
Exactly. But
if I had to guess, I think me and Miss Mandy would be the ones to go to sleep. Are the ones that go to sleep.
You might be right. You might be right, lady.
And Kayla are the ones who always stay up, but we are the ones who go to sleep.
Okay, so I agree with that.
And so if your significant other goes to sleep, do you wake them up or do you pause the movie and wake them up? That's the question tonight. If your significant other, him or her, y'all watching a good movie, y'all done got your popcorn out, you done you know, you just sitting back chilling. Y'all been talking about this movie for 250,000 years, and now y'all finally watching it. And y'all done got into it. You look over there, and somebody, they just gone to sleep. Dude, you just, are you mad because they went to sleep because they done like, listen, you done made some cookies and did all that. Then all of a sudden, the movie got in, you look over there, and they sleep. Do you stop the movie at that moment and pause it and wake them up? Or do you like, well, shoot, man, I'm finna go and watch this movie.
Well, you know what, Ian, I have, you know, I have waking you up.
Oh, wow.
After you, because you take cat naps, right?
Right, uh-huh.
And consecutively cat naps. But you take cat naps, so I have tried to wake you up, but sometimes that's hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I will continue to watch the movie.
You will continue to watch the movie and tell me about it, then I'm like, okay, well, I'll just watch it later.
Right.
And so call us up here tonight. Call us up. You can call us up here at 563-999-3456. Let's find out, do you pause a movie when you and your significant other, or do you continue to watch it and one of them fall asleep? You know, you can hit option one. We'll bring you into the conversation. Or what resolution you made in 2024? Man, it's 2024. Can y'all believe it?
Yes.
We've made it to 2024. Less slow. Don't be slow in 2024. How about that? Listen, we got to take a break, and we'll come back and jump more into our conversation right after this.
You're listening to The Sound.
Rosebuds know to bloom in early May. This is ain't no love the cure. You can rest your mind assured that I'll be loving you always. As now can't reveal the mystery of tomorrow, but in passing we'll grow older every day. This is all as born as new. Loving you
Peace, beautiful people. This is Coretta Bell, and you are tuned in to the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Tia Brown with Provoking Thoughts. You're listening to the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. This is where we talk, we listen, we take action.
Oh, yes, we take action. This is where we talk, we listen, and we take action. We're back in the building. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the E-Man After Show. Hey. Come on. Bow funk with me. Come on, rock with me. Hey. We got in-house studio guests on tonight. It's the E-Man After Show. We're rocking the party. It's 2024. Hey. So I'm you won't have a day. You say, y'all didn't know I could sing, right? Me and men could sing. Come on, say sing, man. You don't want to sing with me? And if you want to know who I am, check your street signs when you go downtown. Guess what? I am the man. I'm E-Man. We're back. We're back in the building. We're so excited and delighted that you guys are hanging out with us on tonight. It is the E-Man After Show, another Sunday night right here on We Talk Radio Network and Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Radio Network. Man, I tell you, this has been a blessed day, a marvelous day, and we are hanging out with our in-house studio guest. We got Lil E in the building. What's up?
Yo,
he in the building on tonight. We got Caleb all the way from Bama. She done slid all the way from Bama. How you like Texas?
I love Texas.
You love Texas?
I love Texas.
Oh, okay. Yeah, how long you been out here?
4 years.
4 years?
Yes.
Oh, you new to the Metroplex, huh?
I'm a veteran a little bit.
tell me, what's the difference from Bama and Texas? We more country up here?
Oh, no, but it's very flat.
It's flat?
No trees.
Oh, wow.
Huh? It's a lot of nature in Alabama.
Oh, a lot of nature in Alabama?
Yeah.
Oh, we flat up here, huh, y'all? Yeah, so y'all out there in the day, we flat. They got, so it's, have you been to Alabama? Have you been to Alabama, man?
I have.
Yeah.
What part?
I'm not really sure. It's been a while. I've traveled a lot, though. That's what I do for a living. So, but it's been a while. But I have been to Alabama. But I'll tell you guys for the end of the show when they register.
Right. And so you've been hanging out here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Well, you know, welcome to the cowboy world. This cowboy town here, man. We, you know, we got our cowboy boots on and our bigger hats. Yeehaw!
I see it a lot.
You see it a lot?
I see it a lot.
Yeah. Well, man, they're hanging out in the studio with us on tonight. Got this great, beautiful couple hanging out. They thought they'd hang out with us on tonight just to see how all this stuff, you know, this stuff go. We're in the football season. Little E, he's an athlete over there. You know, the Cowboys won on today. You know, man, they the champions, 38-10. They beat the Washington Commanders. I don't know. Libby, you think the Cowboys are going to the Super Bowl?
I almost cussed on the Christian.
It ain't a Christian. It's just a network.
Oh, no. H-E double hockey stick, no.
We just finished our Super Bowl projections earlier.
What did you project?
We agree that we think the Ravens.
The Ravens and the 49ers.
The 49ers.
Oh, the 49ers.
I don't know if the Cowboys will make it past the second round.
Man, the 49ers lost today, right? The Rams beat them today.
but it's the last game of the season.
Right,
they
right.
They, unlike the Cowboys, they didn't have to play their best players this game.
Oh, okay.
So they played a lot of, like, you know, backup players and their star players rest this game.
Oh, okay. Is that how
shout out to the Rams, though. They did do a good job today, too, as well.
Well, so y'all predicted the 49ers and the Ravens. I'm going to pick the Dallas Cowboys, and let's see. I'm going to pick the Dallas Cowboys. I'll tell you later. Who else? Man, who you picking? Anybody got some money they want to bet? Cowboys make it to the Super Bowl?
I believe they're going to make it.
You believe they're going to make it?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all ain't got no money yet. Ain't nobody
That's the delusion.
That's the delusion. Listen, now, Louie, I am not a Cowboys fan, okay? But I do believe that after all these years of just losing, I believe they're going to make it.
Yeah, okay, okay. But to all you Cowboys fans that's listening down at the high-rise downtown Dallas, Texas, they're logged in to the E-Man After Show. We want to appreciate all of you guys that's logged in. Listen, but we got to do a segment. When we come back out of this segment, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to jump into our topic, resolutions. And when you watch movies, somebody falls asleep on you, do you pause the movie? Y'all guys keep it locked. Well, okay. Y'all guys keep it locked. It's more the E-Man After Show. Here's Mr. Fred Bell, Encouragement for the Soul. We'll be back with more right after this.
You are now tuned in to Encouragement for your soul.
Thank you this evening for joining me for the Encouragement for Your Soul. And I hope this word encourages someone to know that out of your darkness, you can find the light. Many times we have been in darkness, meaning we have walked in a room and there has been nothing but dark. Even when we're in our houses, we can move around because we know our way around the situation or the furniture, whatever may be in front of us. But when we go in a strange place, we may not be able to find our way out of the darkness. Have we ever found ourselves in a dark place, meaning we are faced with something that we have never been faced with before? We may be facing going to trial. We may be facing a sickness. There is someone right now going through something that they don't know how to deal with, and it has them in a dark place. But in your darkest place, you can find the light. In my dark place, in 1994, I found myself facing a situation that I never thought I would face before. But in that situation, I began to pray. And I prayed and asked God, if you will make this happen, let the light blink. And out of the darkness, there was a light. But then when the light was gone, God showed me another light. He showed me his word. And then when his word had left, meaning when the Bible was gone, he gave me the word through people. So what I'm trying to say tonight is if you're going through a situation and you cannot find yourself out, or you cannot find the light in your dark situation, we know what the Bible says, that God can bring us out of any dark situation. He can bring us to the light, and in the light you will find him. Because you may see yourself walking in light, but you have to declare that God is your light. Because he's calling you out of darkness, which means you are completely separated from darkness. Because darkness represents ungodliness. But when you're in God, the light is inside of you. So I want to encourage someone tonight that if you find yourself in a dark place, all you have to do is call on God. And the light will be shined brighter than you think. If God had did it for me, he can certainly do it for you. And I hope this word encourages someone tonight to let you know that your dark place, there's always a light. You heard another encouraging word by Fred Bell.
You have just been motivated, inspired. With encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
You're listening to The Sound.
Hello, I'm Fred Bell with the Encouragement for Your Soul. You're listening to the E-Man After Show here on We Talk Radio Network.
Oh, yes, it's We Talk Radio Network. We're back in the building. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the E-Man After Show over here on We Talk Radio Network. Yeah, this is where we talk.
We listen.
And, guys, we take action.
Mm-hmm.
We're back in the building. We're hanging out with our guests on tonight. We got Taylor. I know.
You're going to be like me, Michaela. No, it's Kayla.
No, it's Kayla. You got Kayla in the building. We got little E-Day hanging out with us tonight over here on We Talk Radio Network. They're live in the studio. We got little E in the building. What's up, little E?
Yo,
we're back, man. We so excited and delighted that you guys are hanging out with us. Taylor, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
You feeling good?
Yeah.
What are you drinking over there? Oh, okay. Oh, you got an invisible drink, huh?
You know, I think about it, I did decide to give up wine.
You decided that's your New Year's resolution?
Yeah.
What's her new week resolution?
That's for a week, huh? How fast do you make them?
What was your New Year's resolution?
Man?
Have you broke yours yet?
Mine been broke. Mine was broke 2 hours right after I made it. Yeah, I mean, you know, I think, and being 62 years old, you know, I guess at this time of life, you break all kind of resolution, like, it's certain stuff, man. I'm just gonna have some peace. I ain't gonna argue no more.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna shop no more. Just, I ain't gonna do none of that stuff, man. All that stuff go out of the window,
right?
You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna spend a whole lot of money this year. I'm gonna say, you know, one of my things, well, I'm gonna save a whole lot of money this year. You know, I'm gonna be a millionaire this year.
Amen.
You have not, cause your ass not. You gotta speak that thing to this. I'm gonna be a millionaire. How about you, lady?
I'm just trying to. My New Year's resolution is just to take things day by day, you know, and be present
in the moment.
In the moment.
I feel you.
We sometimes get so caught up in you know, the future and ahead of time, and we don't really just enjoy the moment.
Right.
So I'm trying to just be where my feet are.
Yeah. All right. Well, smelling the roses. Okay.
Yeah. Just peace, man. Ain't nothing like some peace.
Nothing.
Boy, like let me tell you. You know what I mean?
Something
I can't hear you talking to Mike, Kayla. What's
that's
you?
The most expensive thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Something money cannot buy.
Peace. Be still.
No, sir.
There'll be peace.
No, sir.
Peace in my home. Peace. Y'all know nothing about that. See, I got a contract. Somebody call up and give me a contract. I can get a contract. I can sing. I don't know. Come on, man. Let's sing together.
Not tonight.
Yeah. See, man.
I haven't had an energy drink, right? Maybe a third. I'm not sure.
Okay, let's say, peace, be still. There'll be peace. You don't know that song?
Come on,
Lily. Yeah, come on, Lily. Let's sing. Come on. What you want to sing, Lily?
Whatever you want to sing.
My hands go up. Who is that? DJ Khaled.
And they stay there.
My hands go up. Yeah. Well, man, we're back. It's 2024. Shout out to all of you that's out on the network on tonight. We're in the studio. We're having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
It's the E-Man After Show. It's the first Sunday of the year, 2024. Man, can y'all believe we made it?
We made it.
Man, when you look back over your life and reminisce, we made it to 2020. Somebody didn't make it. Millions didn't make it, but I was one of the ones that did. Y'all know nothing about that.
Mm.
See, that's y'all young whippersnappers. Y'all know nothing about them songs.
Yeah. You got me there.
Uh-huh.
You know that song?
Yeah, I know it. that dude sung it on American Idol.
Right.
Yeah.
But you know, that's the whining song. They were the original one that sung that song. The whining.
Mm-hmm.
Millions did make
I'm more of a Kurt Franklin.
Yeah, that's Franklin. The whining.
The original.
The original is from
Fred.
The,
I just thought it was
Fred Hammond.
No, Fred Hammond got it from the whining.
I'm more of a Fred Hammond, Kirk Franklin, you know.
That's my. Yeah, yeah. Kirk, man, I tell you, Kirk Franklin, they got off this year. They did that tour this year, and it was off the chain. So those of you out of the network that made the concert, that Kirk Franklin and all, he had 250,000 people with him. You know, he had some Naughty Naughty and everybody. You know, Tamla Mann and man, he had the Clark sisters. Ain't no more to get the Clark sisters.
Right.
Boy, man.
You know what? I enjoy going back, like, approximately, 20 years ago, Clark sisters. And I still like the Clark sisters.
Man, ain't nobody listening. You can get the Clark sisters.
Yeah.
Twinkie Clark? Dorinda?
Do you know any of their new songs, Eman?
Any of their new songs? They don't have to sing no new songs.
It's a question.
Do I know any of their new songs? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What? Give us some.
They ain't putting none out in her. No shade.
There was a lot of shade, baby.
Let me see. Them as a group, I don't think they are putting nothing out because they catalog is so. Man, when you start talking about Dorinda, Maddie Moss. Maddie Moss Clark, man, please. You start reminiscing going back to
they got so many. Drop one on
them. You name it and claim it.
Huh? Let me see if
name,
I can find you. You're going to play us some Clark sister because, you know, ain't nobody like Dorinda and Pat. Let me tell you. But Kirk Franklin, Liddy was talking about Kirk Franklin and Fred Hammond. Ain't nobody like Fred Hammond neither. You know, Fred is the man. You know, but ladies and gentlemen, the time ticket is still going off up there. We want to appreciate all you guys that's coming in on the phone line, that's coming in on the network. This is the E-Man After Show. We are in the building tonight, just hanging out with you guys. We see a few people on the network, on the phone line tonight, brother. You know, man, we're back. It's a new whole year.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting ready for 2024. So what are some of the things you amend? Mandy, you back in the building. What you got going on for 2024 that we need to know? Don't be slow in 2024. Let's go.
What I have on 2024, right. I'm still trying to connect here, but it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you that are listening on the phone lines and on the network, you guys know that E-Man always messes with me about having my Red Bulls at nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
But tonight, I did not have one.
That's your New Year's resolution?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
So, for me, that people need to know, respectfully, absolutely nothing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we do have some things in the work. So right now, it's just not the time to talk about it.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you don't want to reveal what you got going on.
Right.
I feel you.
Yeah, protect the baby.
Huh?
Protect the baby. The project.
Oh, I was like, something I don't know.
If they don't know your dreams, they can't shoot them down.
Right. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we want to appreciate all you that's hanging out with us on tonight. We're back. We're getting ready for the year. We just come out of 2023. We had a great year in 2023. We had so much going on, but right at the end of the year, we had to take some breaks. So we had to, you know, go on vacation. We had a wedding anniversary. We had fun at our wedding anniversary.
We did.
And then we had Thanksgiving. Then we had.
Word on the street is that you lost a lot of money on y'all wedding anniversary when you know at that place y'all went to. They said you ain't wearing nothing.
Y'all did. But no, I'm paying the money. I lost some money, but I won some money. Hello, somebody. Don't be jelly out there on the network. You know, don't be jelly. Don't be jealous. You understand what I'm saying? I made a few dollars, and I lost a few dollars. We had fun on our anniversary. Then we turned around and had Christmas. We had a big, beautiful Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
How was y'all Christmas? We don't know, but how was y'all?
I was back in Alabama.
You was back in Alabama?
Nice, yes.
You want to shout out to anybody down there? Where you say from? Mobile, Alabama? Where you from?
I'm from Birmingham.
Oh, you from Birmingham?
I'm from Birmingham.
Yeah, it's really not. Kayla told me about it.
Oh, okay.
So I have not had the opportunity to visit Birmingham, but I have visited Mobile. And Kayla explained to me that it's really nice out there in Birmingham.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. How far
is it? Wing capital. Birmingham, Alabama is wing capital.
If you want to go and taste some wings, go to Birmingham, Alabama. We are the number one city for wings.
She's
representing.
Oh, she's representing.
That's all right.
We actually did a wing tour. She took me down there to Birmingham, and we went to about 10.
And what's the best one?
Green Acres.
Shout out to Green Acres Wings.
You know, that was a movie. You know, that was a sitcom once, you know.
Yeah, but they have the best wings in Alabama. In Birmingham, Alabama, they have the best wings.
It's a local.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how far is Birmingham from here?
9.5 hours.
Oh, wow. You want to drive 9.5 hours to get some wings?
No, what's the plane? About an hour?
An hour and a half.
They just have to be on the plane in 9.5 hours.
Nice road trip.
Go down to Green Acres.
Y'all can go to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
That's about it.
I was trying to think of other places.
Yeah, Green Acres. You said, you know, that was a sitcom. Before y'all was even born. You weren't even born when they actually come without me.
Oh, okay.
Green Acres is a place to be.
No, sir.
Yeah. Somebody call up on the network. We grew up on Green Acres.
Green Acres.
You know? Yeah, Green Acres was a sitcom. And it was from Alabama. They had all them.
Also, it was from Alabama, the sitcom?
No. They originated that movie out of Alabama.
Okay.
It ain't just making that up. Anybody from Alabama know about Green Acres? Call us up here at 563-999-34. Yeah, it was a sitcom we grew up in, and it the song used to go, Green Acres is a place to be.
No,
oh,
sir.
Boy.
No, sir.
But ladies and gentlemen, we're in the studio on tonight. The E-Man After Show is back for another year. Shout out to Miss Kia Davis. We're going to shout out to Miss Kia D. She allowed me and Mandy to come sit around these mics. She's a black woman.
Mm-hmm.
Don't y'all get it twisted. You understand what I'm saying? This is a black network. Ha, ha, ha. You know, I don't know why we get shame when we say black. Black is beautiful.
Black is beautiful. Absolutely. Mm.
Listen, say it loud.
All right now.
I'm black and I'm proud.
Okay.
Yeah. Everything about me is black. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Don't y'all get it twisted out there.
Yeah.
And we want to thank Miss Kia D because she said these microphones y'all sitting at, a black man created them too.
Mm-hmm.
Just by the way. You understand what I'm saying? Somebody didn't look like you may got the credit, but a black man created these microphones.
Mm-hmm.
You know? See, you'll learn it at SMU. You won't get this at TSU. I mean, at SMU, you'll get this at TSU. You know, that's where you get your real history. You understand what I'm saying? Uh-huh. And so somebody didn't know that. You know, so out there on the network, yeah, just like them light bulbs y'all see up there,
mm-hmm.
The black man created that. You know, I'm back. This is the E-Man After Show. We do all of that over here. We go down in our history, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, we need to know who we is.
Mm-hmm.
If that a word, your English.
Know who you are. Yeah.
Your English teacher, huh? Did I teach you that? No, you need to know who you is. You understand what I'm saying? Because if you don't know who you is, somebody else is going to tell you who you
are.
Come on now. You understand? So we don't want nobody to define who we are. We know who we are.
That's
and
right.
Once you know who you are, you know whose you are, right?
Right.
And so this network, as I was saying, is owned by a black woman, Miss Kia Davis.
Mm-hmm.
She's back there in the cut listening to her own network. Miss Kia D, call us up here at your own network. We want to say Happy New Year to you. No, she got a birthday coming up on the 15th of this month.
Okay.
Yeah, so Miss Kia D, birthday is coming up. You know, Liddy, you got a birthday coming up this month too, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, you be about 55? No, I'm just kidding.
Feel like it.
How you be, Liddy?
29.
All right. Boy, look at God. Won't he do it? You know, be 29 years old, and I tell you, man, ain't nothing like another year up under your belt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you learn how to take a licking and keep on picking.
That's right.
You understand what
that's
I'm saying?
That's true.
Mm-hmm. And because. You know, life be lifing.
Sometimes.
Well, boy, for sure. And so to all of you that's out there listening on tonight, no matter what, you know, bump in the road that you probably have hit, because
mm-hmm.
when we grew up and we had apartments, they had little bumps in the road you had to go over.
Mm-hmm.
And some people had the nerve to stop at the bump.
Mm-hmm.
Like if they car couldn't go over that bump. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? I'm just talking about life. Some people stop at the bump.
Mm-hmm.
You got to realize you got to get over the hump. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
No matter what the situation is. Because once you come through it, you got to go through it to come through it.
True.
And so somebody that's out there on tonight, you're dealing with whatever you're dealing with, you know, you'll win if you don't quit. I think it was a famous preacher said that, you know. You'll win if you don't quit. You can never throw in the towel.
Right.
And so we just want to encourage somebody out there on the network. We have made it to 2024. And, I had a young man talking to me at work. And we got into a conversation, and he's taking care of his mother like I took care of my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And in the conversation, it kind of went like this here. You know, he was talking about his mother, but he kind of got emotional because he said that he don't see himself making it without his mother.
Mm.
You know, your mother's passed, man, and my mother has passed. It's been, what, three years, going on 3 years that we lost our mother.
It's been 10 years.
Uh-huh. And to all of you that's out there, as I begin to listen to him share with him, I say, well, man, you know what? I can divorce my wife or my wife can divorce me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I can get another wife.
Mm-hmm.
I say, my kids can act a fool and do whatever they want to do. I say, I think my stuff dying at work, I probably have some more kids.
Mm-hmm.
You understand mm-hmm. what I'm saying? I say, but when it comes to a mother,
mm-hmm.
you ain't got but one.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked at me, he said, he just got real emotional.
Right.
I say, ain't nothing like a mama.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying? And then I said to him, you know, God is so good in his sovereignty. You know, those of us that don't have our mother, have lost our mother, whatever, it have become one of those things where at the end of the day, he allows somebody else to come into your life to be a mother.
That's true.
He allows someone else to come into your life to be a father.
Yeah.
You know, and he was saying, man, I don't think I can just really cope without my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no, God's going to always make up the difference.
He will.
You know what I'm saying? And I said, yeah, ain't nothing like having a mama. And then he turned around and said, yeah, Mr. E, ain't nothing like having a daddy. I said, yeah, that's true. I said, ain't nothing like having a father. I said, yeah, I said, all that go. But then, what is the moral of the story? The moral of the story, he said, but man, at the end of the day, ain't nothing like having God.
That's right.
That whole conversation turned, we got off of that because that's in the natural. He said, at the end of the day, if I lose all that, I don't ever want to be, you know, out of touch with God.
Right, because he mm-hmm. fills the gaps, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what's missing, then he fills it.
Right,
know, the
right.
loneliness,
mm-hmm.
the pain, you know. And
right.
as you stated, Iman, even in filling the gap in the physical, he will connect us with people. You know, shout out to my mom, Dr. Tamber Thomas, tonight.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because
she's listening on the network.
I know she is.
Yeah, yes,
I
she
know.
Is. Uh-huh.
But you know, he makes the divine connections. And so at the end of the day, you know, as long as we continue to trust in him,
right.
you know, he's going to make all things well.
For
so,
sure.
But I understand about the tears in the eyes, you
mm-hmm,
know.
Mm-hmm.
I often see one of my sisters that way because, you know,
right.
we love our parents. And just thinking about my mom tomorrow, the 8th is her birthday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she mm-hmm. would be, what, 60 tomorrow?
Oh, your mother be 60? Oh, wow. She's still young, huh?
Yes.
Okay. Wow. Well, she'd be 60 years old on tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And so y'all celebrating.
She would have been, yes.
Yes, she would have been. Y'all celebrating tomorrow, you and your family, you and your sisters?
Honestly, they
mm-hmm.
they go to the cemetery and stuff. That's not really
your thing.
For me.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, yeah, but I'm thankful. I celebrate her life for when she was here. So.
Mm-hmm. And so, ladies and gentlemen, around it, this is what we do on the E-Man After Show. We have some real deep, heavy conversations. And so in our conversations, you know, we try to be real transparent and
right.
open and to all of you that's on the network. Somebody out there on the network, as we, you know, you're dealing with some kind of calamity. All of us.
Mm-hmm.
As we said last year, I always say we in the three categories.
Mm-hmm.
We in a storm,
mm-hmm.
we coming through a storm,
right.
or we're coming out of a storm. We're heading for a storm.
Mm-hmm.
We in a storm or we're coming out of a storm.
Mm-hmm.
All of us are in one of those categories. And
mm-hmm.
what we have figured out in life, me being 62, going on 63 now, I done been through a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
And each and every time I have seen God bring me through, you know, no
mm-hmm.
matter how, you know, how I see it,
right.
He has always brung me through. So to that man that's out there on the network tonight that has a bow down here, to that young lady that has a bow, lift up your head, O ye gates. Why? Because he is the lifter of our heads.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what we're dealing with, no matter what life scene, God is always in control no matter what. And so this is what we do over here on the E-Man After Show. But tonight we're talking about resolutions on tonight. We're talking about movies on tonight. Do you pause movies?
Do you pause
when your significant
movies?
Other fall asleep?
But the question is,
mm-hmm.
why pause the movie?
Like
you
exactly.
sleep, she sleep.
Uh-huh.
Why pause the movie?
Well, okay, let's dissect it like this.
Okay,
here.
Come on, give it.
We watching what's that movie you like watching all the time? That's the sitcom you like watching all the time. I can't even think of none of them. You know, the one that you watch these sitcoms with, you know, the Atlanta Housewives, whatever the name of it.
That's not what that is.
What is it called?
It's Huntsville.
Mm-hmm. And so we watching a sitcom, and you
and
look
we
over
haven't
there.
Watched it in a while, but that I do remember. Yes,
it's yeah. different though.
Okay,
yeah,
movies and TV shows are totally different when
okay.
falling asleep.
What's
the
difference?
Difference is if we're watching a show and you fall asleep,
mm-hmm.
you want to go back and rewatch something I've already watched, and now we off track.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
A movie, hour, 2 hours, we can always catch up and rewatch whatever we're watching. So if it's a TV show, I may be a little irritated
mm-hmm.
because how much time are we going to spend rewatching the same episode because you keep falling asleep?
That's a good scenario.
That's good.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And so
Kayla is not going to pause anything.
She's not
going to
pause.
She's going to be finished with the series by the time
mm-hmm.
I wake up. So
she's going to be finished?
Yeah.
She's been watching Sisters on BET.
And I just found out that she has been watching it without me.
Oh,
and
okay.
So,
without you?
Without me, yeah. She's been watching it without me. I just found that out. It do kind of make you feel type way, actually.
Oh,
you know,
okay. Let's talk about it.
You kind of do kind of feel something like, I can't believe you feel a little betrayal.
Oh,
you do. You feel a little betrayal. You like,
but why?
I don't know. It's just like I thought we were supposed to see
this
everything together for the first time. We supposed to see it all together at the same time.
Because it becomes our thing.
Because
right?
it's our thing, you
okay.
know? I can't control that I fell asleep. That's not something that I can really control.
So would you rather me just sit there in silence? Or
maybe turn on another show or maybe turn on another movie. I might have to say,
I am trying my best not to jump in here because I'm feeling some love in the studio tonight. What man says that? Like, seriously, for a sitcom, like, no, this is our thing. Like,
it's our
thing,
you know? It's our thing.
A sitcom.
Maybe go start your own show.
Breaking Bad was our thing too, and I fell asleep
you couldn't
one
get
time,
into it.
And I look up and he was 6 seasons down.
He was 6 feet.
But I mean, you wasn't. That was your fourth time trying to get into it. I didn't want to take you through that type of. You know, I was like, it's clearly boring.
But I did that to make a point.
Mm-hmm.
When it's something I do, right? Then it's like, so if you look at the person, if you're the one falling asleep, you're like, oh, you could have stayed up for me.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're also the person that's like watching it, you're like, I'm not going to wait on you. I'm just going to watch my show.
But I also think that you could go and watch it. Like, if you see, okay, like, we're watching Sisters together.
Mm-hmm.
I fall asleep. I had a long day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to watch the show, and I just fell asleep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's your time to be like, well, let me go watch Atlanta Housewives. We'll catch up on
Sisters. Why do men always throw Atlanta Housewives?
Oh, no, okay.
Because, that was the most popular reality
show.
Let me go watch, you could have went and watched Power or something. Let me go watch a show that I've been watching by myself. Like me, if me and you watching the show, I could have watched Sisters.
Mm-hmm.
I had a chance to watch Sisters.
Mm-hmm.
But, I say, I'm not going to do Kayla like that. I'm going to go watch Blacklist. I'm going to go watch something that I've been watching myself or a show that maybe she don't like to watch.
Uh-huh.
And we watch a lot of shows together. So it's like, let me watch the shows that we don't watch together or the shows that I watch on my own.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go watch those shows since she fell asleep.
Right, right.
I do think it's kind of inconsiderate.
But we see a sensitive, I don't think I don't think I've seen this sensitive side of you. This is a beautiful thing. I'm just feeling the love in the studio because Eldridge and I,
mm-hmm.
we watch a show, we're going to watch a show. If not, it is what it is. We don't really, but for you two to go back and forth and say, this is our show, it is kind of,
it's our show.
Oh, okay.
It's sweet.
This is the show we watch together.
And
yeah,
so,
they're in sync. They're you not saying that we're not, but it's a difference. Like, it's that young, that young love.
Well, that's what I'm getting out of it. It's our show.
And he's touching his chest, responding.
This is our thing. This is what we do, y'all.
What we do.
Because you have to find hobbies and you have to find things
to do
together. So we always say we're going to find something to do together. We're going to find a show to do together, a hobby to do together. So if someone goes off track of that, it's no longer our thing because we already have our lives.
So this is our show over here on this network. This is what we do.
And so if Ms. Mandy decided, I'm going to go live without you and don't tell you because you accidentally fell asleep one Sunday night, you would wake up very upset.
I can't believe you did the show without me.
Because it's y'all's thing.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
If Ms. Mandy come in here and she started the show without you, and she just came in and you just walked, you walked in the house from wherever, and she just in here doing the show, you're going to be like, what are you, what's going on? You're going to say, what did I do? You're going to be thinking something's going on. You're going to start questioning the marriage. You're going to be like, are we, is there a problem going on? Is this something I don't know about?
Okay, I'm going to be like, I'm getting ready to be like Eman. Now, we got some young whippersnappers in the studio tonight.
He's crossing the line.
He's going to affect the marriage.
You're going to be like, man, I can't believe you had, you, and then you did the topics that I said I was going to talk about. Oh, no. You're going to feel some type of betrayal.
Well, you know what? As y'all see it like that there, I see y'all perspective, but my perspective, and I don't know if this is older because y'all young whippersnappers. My thing would be, I would be looking at, oh, she got it. She know, not that, you know, she don't know. In other words, wow, she's doing me. I would be excited to know that she can do it without me.
So you would this is just a question, okay?
Because
I have not done it before, so it hasn't been proven. So you would not feel a way if you came, if you went to sleep, woke up at 11 o'clock and I was ending your show. I've played Encourage Me by the Soul by Fred Bell, From Your Soul, For the Soul by Fred Bell. I've done all this. You had notes. I've revised your notes. You would not feel a way. Even disrespected to a point like you didn't give me the courtesy to let me know.
I look at it this way. You know, as a parent, when you're teaching your child and you don't think they get it until they go off somewhere and they doing what you didn't think they heard, that's the way I look at it.
But that's not necessarily true because I have Mandy the Mentor show. So, and I've done shows maybe, well, I can't say that part. Good point.
He's going to be like, you didn't even play the song at the right time.
That's exactly what he's going to say.
You could have woke me up and just go ahead and had.
I mean,
conversation would have been, why couldn't you have just woke me up?
Well, see,
wake me up and let me know.
And that's where the respect, comes in. I agree.
I think me personally, the way I'm wired, I probably would have sat back because it says to me that, you know, some people are taught by just watching.
Mm-hmm.
Some people you can tell them, but some people learn by watching other people. And so if I walked in and did now, once again, everything y'all saying is valid because probably after that, after I done said all that good stuff, but did you do this or did you do that? Because any good teacher, anyone knows you're supposed to work a teacher out of their job.
Mm.
If I'm teaching you, I'm supposed to work you out of this job. You're supposed to work to the point to where I look back and say, oh, she can do that without me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to feel that way. Kayla watched the show without me. I'm going to be mad.
Well, I get it, but I'm just saying.
My feelings are going to be hurt.
I think that's just that's probably with age. You're asking me, I'm at this age and stage in life. If I'm to be the teacher, the mentor, mentoring you in radio,
right.
I'm thinking, oh, she got it. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? It probably wouldn't be my first thing to say, oh, well, you didn't do that right. You didn't go up at, you didn't log in or you didn't do that. Oh, wow, she was paying attention. That's probably what I would think.
But outside of that, the premise is something y'all are doing together, regardless of the teaching aspect.
Okay.
Would you feel away if they still go off and do it without you?
Well, then I probably would feel away.
So that's the premise, right? Like, would you feel kind of betrayed if she was like, I know this is our thing and we typically do it together, but you fell asleep and I'm just going to do it myself?
Yeah. Well, if it continue, if I keep continuing to fall asleep, you know, and she'll wake me up and just, I probably say something then. You know, well, why you wake me up? You know, I was sitting right there by you. Why you didn't wake me up coming there to do this?
All you had to do was tap me.
All you had to do is just tap me and wake me up. Yeah, it continued, but maybe the first couple of times, in my head, the way I'm wired, I would be like, oh, she got it, you know. Mm-hmm. But then after that, I'd be like, listen, next time I go to sleep, tap me and wake me up. Yeah, I would, because that's just the way we men are wired.
Right. So, but the thing about it is getting it, making sure I got it, because
if you don't get it and you go do it.
Then Eman
is more of an instructor, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I remember one time for Mandy, the mentor, international, not the show, but the ministry.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I called myself going to make the set, create the set that Eman normally creates because he wasn't available and I didn't reach out to him. I just thought I could do it. Well, Eman, having the eye for it, production eye, and that's not my skill set, I put the video out. Eman, when he sat and talked with me,
mm-hmm.
he talked about the shadow in the background. He said, Mandy,
right.
And he just told me, he's like, no, you didn't do a good job. He was like, but it was constructive criticism.
Yeah.
But when I thought about it, I'm like, you know, he's right, because there is a certain level of professionalism that he has. So it was a learning curve for me. So I would say this, as long as I push live and I succeed, which I would, I succeed,
mm-hmm.
I think it would be good, but I think that it didn't go so well. I know for a fact, it would definitely be a teachable moment.
Right.
For a fact.
And so how do we tie that into movies? Can we tie that into movies? Yeah, you can learn lessons because I think everything is a teachable moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I mean, it could be.
When we watching movies, you know, for us most men, that, you know, it don't pause the movie. You know, the way you fall asleep, you know, the pause the movie. Mm-hmm. No, man, I ain't. I'm finna go on and watch this movie.
Right.
She fell asleep. You know, you on your cell phone strolling. You know, let's put the cell phone. Let's make a tweet. Let's put the cell phone in
yes,
there.
Yes, put the cell, because some people, they will have their headset on,
mm-hmm.
on their cell phone, listening to something from their cell phone with
mm-hmm.
a movie playing. And I'm like, how are you going to watch the movie
mm-hmm.
and listen to what you're listening to on your cell phone?
I don't know how we, I don't
how
know how
work?
None of us do that with our cell phone.
I mean, like, how does that work?
Mm-hmm.
So, but I like the fact of you guys having that quality time. You know,
and so is that the more of the story? Just really, that's that individual's moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so
I think that's what it is, especially mm-hmm. for like me and Kayla, because with us, when we're watching our shows, that's
mm-hmm.
our
time together.
Mm-hmm.
We really push to have we're our own selves outside of our relationships.
Yeah.
We're not under each other.
She travels
right.
a lot.
Yeah.
I go around a lot, and so it's like when it's time, if we're watching the show, like shows have became our thing of like our quality time,
because
mm-hmm. we sometimes don't always like to go out or want to just, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like that's our date night.
Okay.
That's considered our date night.
Right.
The movie or the show. It's like, okay, we're going to lock in together. We're going to pop some popcorn.
All right.
We're going to get a glass of red wine, and then we're going to put the phones down
mm-hmm.
and be in the moment with each other. That's our time for each other.
We had conversations prior.
Listen,
when we're doing this, no phones.
Mm-hmm.
We pay attention. We engage with one another. Like, this is our time just to hang out.
That's cool.
And so.
That's cool.
So maybe we take the movie a little serious.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it ain't nothing but a movie. It ain't like you can pause it.
But that's like what they're doing, though. It's like another level of intimacy.
Right.
You know, another, because a lot of times the world we live in right now, it's
mm-hmm.
hard to find that quality time because everybody is so busy.
We
live busy lifestyles. So to step back and say we're going to be intentional about this, I think it's great.
I think that's great, too. I think it's beautiful. Well, for me, it's beautiful to see people at this age, the age and stage y'all in to do that. You know, you're looking at somebody 63. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Still, you know, because as you get older, you get more settled,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you work a lot. And so for us, working a lot, coming in late and stuff, like, we may fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And so what y'all are talking about now, I'm talking from my perspective. I'm talking from a standpoint of being older.
Mm-hmm.
I'm listening to y'all at this age and stage, and of course I think that's wonderful. I think that's to be commendable, because a lot of people don't date like they used to,
right?
You know, they don't find time for each other. And then when you don't find time for each other, time will get away, you know what I'm saying? And then you look back and say, man, you know, I didn't really get to spend time with that person like I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so I think it's beautiful. Those of you that's out on the network on tonight, the few people on the phone line, do you pause a movie when you're watching it? It isn't even a date night with you when you're watching it. Because me and Mandy, we do our date nights. We try to go to the movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I know this is totally different. Going to the movies, you can't pause the movie going to the movies, right?
Right, right.
And so what happens when you go to sleep at the movies?
That happened to me before.
That happened to you too?
Did I get mad?
Yeah.
Did you get mad?
Yeah. Oh. I got very mad.
What was that about? How did that work go with Kayla?
Because, you know, you want to go see a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't just go see any movie, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You go and you spend money and,
right.
And you know, you want to go see that movie and go see it with that person. And
mm-hmm.
if that person falls asleep while you're watching the movie, you can't really talk about it. Or they'll wake up and start asking you what happened.
Right.
You can't rewind it. It's like,
you can't pause it now. Yeah, right.
Yeah, I couldn't control it. That movie had started off too slow. It was
I don't even remember the movie.
I don't even remember either. I just remember it was, we went to the movie and I fell asleep.
Right, right.
Like, not when I say fell asleep, he fell asleep 5 minutes into the movie. Most of the movie.
You know, the introduction?
Yes.
Like, you look over there like, man, wow.
Because the movies, I mean, it's like the theater is a little different, you know.
Okay.
Watching it on the couch. On the couch, mm-hmm. it's like, all right, I can get up. But in that theater, you know, it's dark.
Cold,
you know, cold,
comfortable
chairs.
Right,
they got to
right.
lean back, you know, and then don't let me get full. I'm full.
So why did you get so agitated?
Because I was talking about the movie for weeks.
Okay.
I'm going to go see this movie. I'm so excited. And then I look over 5 minutes into the movie and he's out.
But
I didn't wake him up either. I didn't.
Oh, really?
I didn't wake him up.
You did?
No. Okay,
wow.
Just
she let me go to sleep. That was some great sleep.
When we got to the car.
Oh, boy.
So let me ask you, Kayla, was it I did not wake him up because I wanted him to rest, or he was going to miss the movie at this point?
I've learned to choose my battles.
Oh,
so
wow.
It just kind of was like, it's not even worth me being upset at this point, but I'll express how I feel once I get to the car.
Right.
You know what? I didn't appreciate you falling asleep in the movie because, you know, I was looking forward to this.
That's what's up.
That is what's
and
up.
I was looking at it like, well, I went to the movies.
I went.
No, that ain't going to work.
Uh-uh.
That's like having an anniversary. You know, I was going to get you a gift, huh?
I forgot. But so you said something, Kayla. You
mm-hmm.
said you guys discuss the movie. So you go see the movie, and after the movie, you guys sit down and have a discussion, or how does that work?
No, we just like talk. Like, for instance, right before we started the podcast, we were over there watching Sisters, and that's when he noticed I had watched it without him.
Mm-hmm.
And it becomes something for us to talk about. Because,
okay.
you know, if you talk to a person on the phone all the time, especially
mm-hmm.
when you're not together, you
mm-hmm.
kind of run out of stuff to talk about.
Right, right.
And you don't want to talk about the same thing, so we try to find things to just have to talk about.
That's beautiful.
That is beautiful.
Ladies and gentlemen, well, this is the E-Man After Show. This is what we do on a Sunday night. We talk about all type of stuff. We may jump back and forth. But tonight, we've got two questions out there on the table. New Year's resolutions. Did you, you know, faster you make them, do you break them? You know what I'm saying? And then we're talking about pausing movies with your significant other. We're learning. We're being more edumacated tonight.
We are.
We got a beautiful couple in here. Ain't that beautiful?
It is. It's that young love. Like
yeah,
not kitty love. No,
yeah, you're
not,
right.
No offense, guys, but it's beautiful. I think it's cute. It's beautiful. Much consideration for each other.
Yeah, but listen, we're going to take a break. When we come back out of this break, man, we'll jump back into our conversation. Then we got encouragement for the soul. You guys keep it locked. We're on the E-Man After Show over here on We Talk Radio Network and Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Network. We got Kayla. We got L in there. L is falling asleep on movies. I'm going to talk to you, man. You can't keep falling asleep on these movies. All right. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to The Sound.
No matter what, got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there, and they say yeah, and they say there. Cause all I do is sweep, sweep, sweep. And if you going in, put your hands in the air, make them stay there.
Ludacris going in on the verse, cause I've never been defeated and I won't stop now. Keep your hands up, get them in the sky for the homies that ain't making it. Lockdown. I never went nowhere, but they saying Luda's back. Blame it on that conjure, the hood call it Luda Yak. And I'm on this foolish track, so I spit my foolish flow. My hands go solid remix. Now I'm on the original version. Can't never count me out. Y'all better count me in. Got 20 bank accounts. Accountants count me in. Make millions every year. The South champion. Cause all I do, all I do is
win, no matter what. Got money on my mind. I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
Head on a swivel, you know serving me's a no-no. Clean as a whistle as I pull out in my rose spray. Yellow phone passenger, they see it, they say, oh boy. Tell Kelly, back it up, my call me loco. Down for armed trafficking, don't make me pull out. Ask you what you laughing at, represent that mud life. Dirty money, money, better get your mud right. We come together, holding hands and holler, mud life. We all strapping all black, it's like, life.
All I do is win, no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
Kitchen, pot on the stove, water getting boiled, being slow, Snoopy in the hookie, system overload. I've been running this rap game since I was 20 years old. I hung with the worst of them, bust till I burst them up, floss them up, toss them up, hard away, close them up. Pardon me, I'm bossing up, pressure up, bless you, bro, don't mess with us. We like the U in the 80s. Back to back, set a track. Hit the lick, hit it back. Get the trick, jump the track. Want my money back. Time and time again, while I'm sipping on this gin. Al Davis said it best, just win, baby, win.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
See, I know if I ever get hungry and I want me something good to eat, I can pick up my phone and call GP. She'll fix something nice and sweet. If you wanna leave, go ahead and leave, baby. One thing that I found out, I can't have one woman, gotta have three. One woman just to hold me down, one woman just to lift me up. And I gotta at least have one woman on the side that really don't give. So if you wanna leave, baby, go ahead and leave, yeah. There's one thing that I found out, I can't have one woman, gotta have three. One woman just to hold me down, one woman just to lift me up. And I gotta at least have one woman on the side that really don't give. So if you wanna go, baby, go ahead and walk out the door. But one thing that you gotta remember is one monkey don't stop no show. If you wanna go, baby, go ahead and walk out the door. But one thing that you gotta remember is one monkey don't stop no show. This train gon' keep on rolling. Oh yeah, to think our life gon' keep on going. Oh yeah, this train gon' keep on rolling.
Thank you tonight for joining me for the Encouragement for Your Soul segment. Is there anyone out there tonight that's sitting up wondering about something that they can't control? Meaning sometimes we worry about things we have no control over. We worry about if we're going to be employed tomorrow. We worry about what our health is going to be. We worry about so many things, but the only thing that really matters if we give them to God. Sometimes we won't give those things to God because we think we can actually control them. Has there ever been a time in your life where you didn't give it to God because you thought you could handle it best, but in the end, you failed? When we look at Jeremiah 29:11, it tells us the plans that God has for us are not for disaster, for God has our best interests in mind. But what we have to understand is that we have to let go and let God. Let me say that again to you. We have to let go and let God have his way. If we give it to God, then why worry about it? If we're going to worry about it, why give it to God? Now, if we let go and let God have his way, then guess what? God has our best interest in mind. He's not going to steer us in the wrong direction. He's not going to give us a plan that won't work out for us. If we pray about it and give it to God, then God will give us the answer that we need. God will seek us. He will see to it that we get exactly what we are deserving of when everything lines up in his plans. But our will has to be his will, not our will. So tonight, if there's anyone that's listening to this message and you're not letting go of it, you need to let go and let God have his way, because your way has not been working out. And truth be told, if we continue not to give our things to God and we continue to try to take on them ourselves, we will always fail, because the Bible also tells us that we should give all our burdens unto God, because his shoulders are broader than our shoulders. He can handle the load. Remember, he carried his cross. He carried his own cross all the way to glory, so he can also carry our cross. So I hope this message encourages someone tonight to let go and let God. Have yourself a wonderful night.
You have just been motivated, inspired with encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
You're listening to The Sound.
You all appreciate it. When I was young, me and my mama had beef. 17 years old, kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Nobody tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. You're just working with the scraps you was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. Trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. And dear mama, you all appreciate it. Pour some liquor and I reminisce. Cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me. And all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Dear mama,
searching for peace that we cannot find. Yeah, yeah. Asking questions, 'cause we don't know why. Oh yes, we all need you to make a way, and we all need you. That's why we pray. We all need you here in this place. We all need you. Show us the way when it all falls down.
This is where we talk, we listen, and we take action.
Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what?
Over 10 years later, we are still going strong.
Celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have two youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Sounds like
mic, check one. My mic sounds like check one. Oh, 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 it's the E-Man at the show. It's the E-Man at the show.
Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. We're back in the building. Man, we're winding down. Man, time just flying by.
Yes, it is.
It's flying by like a rocket.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. We're back over here on the E-Man After Show on We Talk Radio Network. We're into the 2024. Can y'all believe it? This is a whole new year.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we got in-house studio guests on tonight. They hang. Listen, they must be, you know, y'all not night owls, huh? Y'all go to bed early, huh?
Yeah, not at all.
It's way past y'all bedtime, huh? Well, this is what we do over here on a Sunday night.
We do.
Well, look at here. Man to be over there struggling.
I do sometimes.
Uh-huh.
It's crazy, though, because once the show ends, then I'm unable to sleep. But at the end of the show, I just feel tired all of a sudden. But once the show ends, I'm up. But I think it's because of the energy drink also, because you have that boost, right? And then you start coming down.
Start crashing.
And I be dropping. And I be struggling.
Right. Yeah, well, ladies and gentlemen, that's on the phone lines, that's on the network, we want to appreciate you guys hanging out with us on tonight. This is our first show of 2024. We made it back. We are back in the building, you know, as we get ready to bark into this new year and get ready to do some of the things that we got coming up. You know, I think we got heels on the move over here on We Talk Radio Network.
Heels on the move to heels.
Yeah, I think we molly every year in this fashion show.
We do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's a 501c3 organization that Miss Kia Davis, the founder, for those of you that are listening on the network and on the phone lines, the founder of We Talk Radio, she has Heels, H-E-A-L-S, well, H-E-E-L-S,
uh-huh,
on the heels to
right
move. Yeah, I probably mixed that up, though. I'm trying to get it together
up
over here. I really am. But it is heels on the heel to
heels
move.
On the heel,
and,
yeah.
It's a beautiful organization. And as E-Man stated, we're in the fashion show every year along with a lot of other people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really beautiful, really beautiful. A lot of people come out and support. So shout out to Ms. Kia Davis for that. And it's a organization that helps those that have suffered from trafficking, right?
Sex trafficking.
Mm-hmm. They do receive donations. And on last year, the year before last, I believe, they received donations for shoes, and they went out and they donated the shoes to those who were in need.
Right, right. And so we want to appreciate Ms. Kia Davis. She got so much going on, and we got a lot going over here on We Talk Radio Network. Well, man, I mean, I tell you, it's a Sunday night, but you know, it's daytime somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's evening time somewhere else because we're in different time zones. But it's nighttime because we're broadcasting in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. They're trying to keep their eyelids up. You still up over there, Lady? You up over there? you got a movie on here in the studio. While you watching a movie right about now, huh? Oh, okay.
Typing up a paper.
Oh, he over there typing up a paper. Yeah, well, this is what me and Manda do on a Sunday night. We actually, our show start at 7 o'clock every Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
Because we do Manda, the Mentor Show, over there on Blog Talk Radio Network.
Mm-hmm.
And we're on Blog Talk Radio Network as we speak right now. And we're on We Talk Radio Network, and we're on Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Network. We're all around the globe.
We are.
And so we do Mandy's show over there on Blog Talk, and then we end up over here on We Talk, and we shut it down. This is the last show on the network tonight. And so we go up to 11 o'clock, so everybody's eyelids is heavy over here. They're like, what in the hell? Something is going on here. But to all of you that's hanging out on tonight, listen, we want to appreciate you rocking with us all year long last year. Come on in this year. Come on back. Tell a friend that the E-Man After Show is back for another whole year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we are coming back big and better, coming back stronger. You know, it's a song out there. Say something like that. Coming back wiser. What is that song?
I'm wiser, I'm stronger.
Something like that.
I would not attempt to sing it, but I'm wiser, I'm stronger. But, yeah, something like that.
Uh-huh. Marvin Sapp. Uh-huh.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Okay, E over there, he got the
Never Would Have Made It. That's the name of it.
Yeah.
Just hit, that's
hit
my head.
Yeah.
Never would have made it without you. Come on, E. Come on, help me sing it. Be my background thing. I would have lost it all.
But now
I knew.
Now I see. How you were there for me.
Hit that note. I never.
All right now.
Never
would
have made it. somebody call up and give me a contract. Never, Kirk Franklin, you out there, call up and give me a contract. Never. You know how they need to get stuck. Y'all don't know nothing about record players, do you? Do y'all know anything about record players and the needle?
Yeah.
You know anything about that, Taylor?
What do you mean? Like,
a record player with you play record, spin record, and put the needle on it.
I have one.
You do?
I have one. Yes.
Okay. Somebody hit option one. We got a few minutes. Let's bring this caller in. Last four numbers 5414. You on the E-Man After Show? Hello, who is this?
Hello, this is Mo. I just wanted to get a request to get Kayla to sing Silver and Gold.
Silver and gold. Silver and gold.
Kayla, the request.
Silver and gold.
The request is for Kayla.
Kayla, you got a request for one of the top. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Dallas.
Okay.
What part of Dallas?
D-Town.
Downtown.
Okay, downtown Dallas, listening to the E-Man After Show. What's your name again?
Mo.
Hey, Mo.
Mo from Mobile.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, Mo from Mobile.
Well,
Kayla, she wants you to sing.
Come on,
let's see what you're working with.
I'll sing if El sings with me. Come on.
Go on, El, sing with.
Okay.
Talking in the mic, I can't hear you.
You gotta sing in the mic.
Silver and gold.
There you
y'all
go, Mo. Thank you.
Kayla. She was slick with it.
You are not singing either tonight, Miss Mandy.
That's true. But listen, I noticed Elle did not sing until you asked him to. Eldridge asked him, and he just talked.
Mo hung up.
He was a hype
maybe
man.
She'll call us back.
She was talking. But when you asked E to sing Eldridge, E-Man, he was a hype man, kind of, because he kind of like, but when Kayla asked, he sung that song.
had some rhythm in it. Call us back, Mo. I think she dropped the call, but we want to thank her for calling in on tonight. And so, man, somebody could have been listening to you. Kayla, you could have got a contract.
Right?
I don't think I would have got a contract.
Silver and gold.
And the difference between me and you,
silver
Kayla, at least somebody
gold.
Requested for you to sing. I don't get the request.
For silver and gold on riches untold.
Listen,
call me up, Kirk Franklin. You know, I used to work for Kirk Franklin. Call me up, sir. You know. Well, ladies and gentlemen, on the phone lines, on the network, we want to appreciate you guys that's hanging out over there on Southern Soul. Shout out to Mr. Curtis Frazier over there on Southern Soul.
Shout out to Mr. Curtis Frazier.
Yeah, another black-owned radio network.
Yes.
Mr. Frazier, if you're listening on tonight, because he's over at the switchboard over there, thank you for all that you do and allow me and Mandy to come sit around these microphones over there. Listen, guys, if you want to check us out, Mandy, the Mentor Show and the E-Man After Show, you can go to www.southernsoulartistsaroundtheglobe.com and you can listen to the Mandy, the Mentor Show and the E-Man After Show in its entirety. We're live over there just as well.
Mm-hmm.
We're on We Talk Radio Network. But, man, this has been a great show.
It has been.
You know, we have we had some in-house guests. We're glad to have y'all guys. We're just
I'm
gonna see if they know this, man. We're just peacock proud and high and happy.
We are so happy to be here. Thank you for asking us to come join your show tonight.
You don't know nothing about peacock proud and high and happy, huh?
No.
You say you're from Alabama? Ask them people down there in Alabama.
She said, I'm just going to keep it moving.
Yeah.
Knock on that dresser. Yeah. I don't know.
When you get back, say, listen, I'm peacock proud and hyena happy. Listen, Alabama, they gonna stand up. Well, we glad to have y'all young people hanging out with us on tonight. It's been fun.
It has been.
Yeah. And maybe y'all got to come back. You know, stop by the E-Man Studios and hang out with me and Mandy. That's all we do. You know what I'm saying?
We'll
it's fun.
We'll have to definitely come back. We've enjoyed it.
Yeah. We'll have some different topics. We'll talk about we're around the domino table, but see if we can get y'all back over here because, he's an athlete. You know, we'll talk sports with him, you know, especially when the Cowboys make it to the Super Bowl. We didn't put no bet out. Didn't nobody bet me? Nobody betting me,
It would
huh?
be easy money if I did, but...
I got $100.
I'm not committed.
Okay. See, y'all...
Please don't, because you won't get it. You won't get it.
Yes. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we want to appreciate each and every one of you on tonight. Join us back next Sunday night. We'll be back right here on Blog Talk Radio Network, on We Talk Radio Network, and Southern Soul, the E-Man After Show. It has been a great one on tonight, but just before we get out of here, I want to give you my E-Man thoughts. I thought it was interesting, and our good friend, Mr. TP, Mr. Tyler Perry, over there with BET, I like a quote that he said this week, and I'm just going to leave this with you for my thoughts on tonight. They want you to do good until you're doing better than them, and that's when the jealousy begins.
Mm.
Let me repeat what Tyler Perry said. They want you to do good until you are doing better than them.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's where the jealousy begins.
That's true.
Like Mr. TP.
So true.
Shout out to you, Mr. Tyler Perry. He doing the doggone thing over there at BET. But ladies and gentlemen, we want to appreciate y'all tonight. Mr. E, Big E, we want to appreciate you, man.
Thank you for having me.
Well, come back next Sunday night. Hang out with a brother on next Sunday night. Miss Kayla. Hang out with a brother that you can always hang. You got a microphone over here.
Mm-hmm.
I'll definitely come back. Thank
okay.
you.
Mandy, it's been a great one on tonight.
It has been.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, we get ready to end this show. Y'all keep it locked. Let's always keep God first, and let's thank big.
B-I-G.
Because we believe in God.
Because God believes in me.
And we're all living proof.
Until next time. Good night, everyone.
Be blessed. Peace.
Rosebuds know to bloom in early May. This is ain't no love, the cure. You can rest your mind assured that I'll be loving you always. As now can't reveal the mystery.